It was Christmas morning, and the pastor of St. Patrick Parish was very upset. The statue of the baby Jesus was missing from the church's nativity scene. The previous evening, at the midnight mass, the Murphy family had placed the baby Jesus in the crib, right where it should be. But now the baby Jesus was gone. Immediately, the pastor went to his parochial vicar, his associate pastor, asking him if he knew what had happened to the statue of the baby Jesus. The young priest told him that he had no idea what had happened to it. The time for Christmas morning mass was fast approaching. As the pastor was preparing in the sacristy to celebrate mass, he heard a rumbling that sounded like a child's wagon. He looked out into the body of the church, and what to his wondering eyes appeared but Johnny Murphy, the youngest of the Murphy's children, walking up the center aisle of the church, pulling his red wagon, and the baby Jesus was the little boy's passenger. Father went to the young boy and inquired, "Johnny, did you take the statue of the baby Jesus?" "Oh, yes, Father," he answered. "I had to take him for a ride." Father asked, "Why?" Johnny happily replied, "Well, Father, I prayed all Advent to Jesus, asking for a red wagon. And when it arrived, I knew that the baby Jesus had to be the first to ride in my new red wagon." Johnny Murphy had made a promise to Jesus, and he was determined to make good his promise. Our scripture readings for this solemn feast of Christmas tell us how God kept his promise to the world by sending his only Son, Jesus Christ, and how we, as followers of his Son, are called upon to keep our promise to our newborn King. The later chapters of the book of the prophet Isaiah are the proclamation of God's word, God's promise to his people after the return from exile in Babylon. God offers his people a much needed message of hope, a reassurance that God had not abandoned them. Isaiah tells his people and future believers that those who walked in darkness have seen a great light, that there will be an abundance of joy and great rejoicing as they would rejoice before a bountiful harvest. For a child will be born, a son given, Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Prince of Peace. So no longer will people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but rather you shall be a delight in the sight of the Lord, for God does not abandon his people. The ultimate promise of God, which we see played out throughout salvation history, namely that a Savior would be sent to redeem the world, is fulfilled. God's promise to the world, the people of every time, place, and nation, has been fulfilled for us by the birth of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, brother, and Lord. My sisters and brothers, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, let us consider, as did Johnny Murphy, how we can fulfill the promises made to the Lord on the day that we were baptized, namely, to live our Christian life fully, completely, and to the best of our ability. When we celebrate someone's birthday, we usually give them a gift. What can we give to Jesus on this, his birthday? The only thing Jesus asks or wants from us is to be his faithful, loving follower, always eager to do good, fulfilling our promise to him, as did Johnny Murphy. I join with Father Sundberg, our deacons, and the entire staff here at Guardian Angels in asking God's blessing for you for a happy and merry Christmas and a healthy new year.